Good morning. 6:36 a.m. on August 26th. And yep, I'm out. I'm moving. Sunday morning. I got up and I got going. It's chilly. I think I put 60 on the photo. The airport temperature is 52. I think it's like 58 here, 56. I'm wearing a jacket today rather than my extra shirt. So we'll see how it works out. I've been hiking right along, been working up a little bit of a sweat. Been listening to Coverville to try to give me a little bit of a soundtrack for my life today. Feeling kind of disassociated today, sort of disconnected from the world. Yeah. My 18 minutes, 6 seconds for the first mile, that's not bad. So I've been feeling kind of, not cut off, because it's more like self-exile, more like I've dropped out. John Moreau, bless his heart, walk the fire. I got a story, I got to do the story for him. I gotta get this book done. And Saturday, September 1st, I'm probably going to have to do something I don't want to do. Birds chirping this morning. Listening to the day as I walk. Part of the problem is that I was up too late last night and then woke up way too early. The cats woke me up at 3. No, not the cats. It was a train woke me up at 3. And then the cats at 3:30. And then my back was sore, so I got up. I've already had one nap today, so that's a good thing. And I didn't get much sleep last night, and that's not helping my general condition of fog. I've been listening to Living Proof Brewcasts, the episodes they recorded while at Balticon, and on the one hand, it's sort of invigorating to hear all the things, to be reminded of all the things that happened at Balticon that were so fun, so exciting, so invigorating. And on the other hand, it's like, oh, I gotta wait for another almost a year. It's really 5, we're at 9, 6 months, maybe 7 months. Where will we be next spring, I wonder? Where will I be next spring? I've got a long winter coming. My guess is it's not going to be a pretty one, between eye doctor appointments and teeth doctor appointments and who knows what else in between. I stepped off the back porch today. I hit Endomondo, told me to go, and I stepped off the front porch, the back porch, and right into the sprinkler. It got me right full in the face. I couldn't believe it, because I was looking and I saw all the sprinklers that were, you know, further down on the lawn, and I thought, okay, well, they're all pointing in the wrong direction. I overlooked the one that was just around the corner behind a big arborvitae. Splash right in the face. Made me glad I had the OtterBox on the phone. Got a little wet on the screen, but that's what it's made for. Keep things dry. Good morning. See if I can't kick up this pace a little bit, get home. I'm ready for my breakfast. I'm so hungry. The second day I've forgotten to weigh in. I forgot yesterday morning. Of course, this morning I got up so early that I really wasn't thinking. Yesterday was the day I was supposed to weigh in, see how the diet is doing. I better do that pretty soon. I have to reset my goal. The last time I weighed in, I was down 2.5 pounds. That was in just a week. I don't know that I'm going to make that, but I've been sticking very close. My 1500 to 1800 calorie days, they're breakfast is always the same, lunch is almost always the same, dinner has some variety to it, but it's all in the same 1/2-3/4 cup of rice or potatoes or sweet potatoes, 1/2-3/4 cup of vegetable. Last night it was grilled zucchini. I have to go to the store this morning, it reminds me. I have to buy all this junk food that the family eats that I can't touch. Cookies and ice cream and stuff that I just can't allow myself to participate in. It's kind of demoralizing. This looks so good. I'll treat myself when I break 180, I guess. But the bottom line is that I've been pretty good in terms of both nutrition and calories. So, you know, maybe a little bit short on vegetables, or maybe a little bit short on fruit, maybe a little bit long on protein. I'm very good. I'm pretty close to right on in terms of grain. And of course, the 2 cups of dairy in the evening, my daily treat. Oh, it always tastes so good at the end of the day. But I stopped grinding the peanut butter, so I'm probably picking up a little extra salt. I think it's okay. I like the creamy texture, particularly on the gritty bread. The homemade bread has been such a boon. Probably need to make another batch today because it's been a couple of days. I have to make a roll of every other day or so. I just went past the post and touched it again. That is so funny. I started doing it sort of as a joke. And then the next thing I know, I'm doing it all the time. It's not like I can't walk by without touching it. It's just one of those odd things that happens now and again. Smells like somebody's got a dryer going already this morning. Kind of that Febreze scent wafting in the air. There's also just a hint of fall in the air. Oh, I'm still reading Scriber by, whatever his name is, Ben Dobson, I think. I'm not getting through it very fast. I'm not spending a lot of time reading, which is one of the reasons I don't have a lot to say, because one of the things that's axiomatic is that the more input I get, the more output I have, which may be why I'm not getting much output lately. But I got to about the two-thirds mark. One of the secret plot points has been revealed. It's like, oh no, really? Seriously? I was sorely disappointed. Now, to give him his due, he did a good job with it, but it's like, really? You had to go there. I'm not going to spoiler it because I know some of you maybe will go and find the book and read it. And it won't bother you quite as much, but there are a couple of tropes that I think have been done pretty much to death. Pretty much all the way over the edge. And I really don't want to read anymore. And this book has one of those tropes. Now, it's fairly well disguised. It's fairly well hidden until you get to this reveal. It's like, no. No. You didn't go there. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, yes, he did. So that was a bit disappointing. But we'll have to see how he unfolds it. The problem, of course, is that at this point now, he's revealed pretty much all of the answers to all of the questions. And the only thing left to be resolved in the last third of the book is how stupid are the main characters going to be about resolving it. And that's the big problem that I've had with this book all along, is that it really requires the main character, Scriber Denon Lark in particular, to be kind of dumb. And any story that relies on the main character being stupid is it's a little bit flawed. I have to say, I'm still enjoying the book. Otherwise, I would have just given it up. I would have put it away. I still got two or three new books sitting on the Kindle, waiting for me to get to. Oh, man. And the last turn. Gotta slow down. Let me see if I can pick it up here for the last 0.2 mile. Oh, here comes my friend, the old collie. Such a nice dog. He's looking at me already, his tail's wagging. Sun's up, beautiful day. Good morning. Good morning. Yep, grasses are all brown. All the way down to the ground now. It's sort of been marking the season as the green fades away from the grass. It's odd that I don't have any of the yellow leaves over here yet. Despite the fact that I thought I saw some turning a bit yellow up here beside the road a bit. They're still there, but they're not anywhere near as pronounced. There are actually four trees along the backside, the early part of the walk, that are completely turned now. They're completely yellow. And we're almost back. If I can remember to put this post this. One of my problems is that I get it home and then I get my breakfast. By the time I get to the computer, I've forgotten that I've got to do a podcast. Oh well. I made it. Another day. Two in a row. Yay! Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.